This is episode 16, and I'm going to talk about sleep and stress. In this episode, you'll learn how day-to-day stress can disrupt sleep quality and how you can find improved sleep through proactively regulating daily stress. Stress and disrupted sleep have a reciprocal effect. You see, high levels of stress impact sleep efficiency, and poor quality sleep in turn increases the amount of stress experienced while awake. Through regulating stress throughout the day, you can improve sleep quality, which in turn improves your ability to regulate stress during the day. Increased levels of stress impact sleep onset, or how long it takes for you to fall asleep, and increases nighttime awakenings. To understand this, you need to visualize what is happening inside your mind and body when exposed to stress. In episode 3 of this podcast series, the episode titled A Simple Way to Control Stress, you learned that any time we experience stress, anxiety, sadness, or negative emotions, the body releases stress hormones, and this results in shortness of breath, increased heart rate, lower body temperature, muscular tension, and a decrease in gastrointestinal activity. Constant exposure to stress and the constant release of stress hormones contributes to insomnia. Insomnia is one of the most prevalent sleep-related disorders and results from activating areas of the brain that should be dormant when sleeping. The areas of the brain responsible for alertness, motor function, and problem-solving are alert when they should not be. So failing to proactively regulate stress during the day causes the constant release of stress hormones, and it primes these areas that should be dormant during sleep, resulting in insomnia. The good news here is we all have the potential to reduce the priming of these areas through actively regulating stress throughout the day. To regulate stress and calm a busy mind requires proactively managing stress during the day and preparing to calm down a busy mind as you wind down for bed 2 hours before bedtime. To regulate stress during the day, you have to first acknowledge the fact that it's not the things around you that cause stress, it's how you perceive and choose to think about these things. Stimulus control, or regulating how you respond to the variables around you, is critical in managing stress. Benjamin Franklin once said, quote, "While we may not be able to control what happens to us, we can control what happens inside us," end quote. When we encounter a stressful event, we have two choices. One, allow for a stressful response to remain within us, releasing stress hormones, decreasing our well-being, and impacting our quality of sleep. Or two, restructure our thoughts toward the stressor, relaxing and helping the body to calm down, which in turn reduces the amount of stress hormones being released. It can be difficult to regulate stress in the heat of the moment, but you can prepare yourself to relax in the face of this stressful stimulus by telling yourself first thing in the morning that you are going to prepare to action a stress management strategy against any stressors you may face during the day. You can also make a list of things that typically cause you stress and prepare for those in advance. For example, let's say you always become frustrated with the traffic situation as you drive into work. This frustration releases stress hormones that in turn will reduce your sleep quality at night. As you drive into work, prepare for this frustration of traffic. Prepare to relax and choose not to allow the traffic to cause stress. Remember, it's not the traffic causing the stressful response. It's your choice to view the traffic as a stressful situation. If you choose to continue to become frustrated with the situation, you have chosen to allow stress hormones to be released and impact your sleep quality. Besides regulating stress during the day, throughout your daily activities, you must also prepare to calm down a busy mind 2 hours before your bedtime. During the 2 hours prior to bed, the body naturally decreases the release of stress hormones and begins to produce melatonin. Melatonin development has two enemies. That's light exposure and stress. As you prepare to wind down for bed, think of anything that might cause you worry or stress and try to address these things before bed. If dirty dishes cause you worry, are the doors unlocked, did you take the trash out, or is it a task that you need to at least start before bed, address these things. The goal here is to prevent the mind from thinking or worrying about anything, because overthinking and worrying releases stress hormones, making it difficult to fall asleep. My challenge for you this week is to proactively regulate stress through the day and toward the end of the night. You must plan in advance to do this. As you implement your stress management strategies, track your sleep and reflect how you feel and how your sleep is improving. Thanks for listening. This concludes this episode. Please tune in every Monday for a new self-care tip. If you enjoyed this episode, do me a favor and share it with your family and friends. Please check out my book titled Self-Health Andragogy, Self-Directed Learning Approach to Mental and Physical Care. It's available on Kindle, print copy, and audiobook. You can find links to my new book in the show notes of this podcast.